This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Thank you, Lee Elsie, for handling hour number one of the show, as he did on Tuesday as well. Does a great job, always. Enjoy Lee Elsie's commentary. Enjoy Lee Elsie's energy. Great job from WJJF in New London, Connecticut. And so many big stories to handle and not enough time to do it. In 2 hours now, I've got to get you every big news story in America, and there are lots of them. There are lots of them. First of all, Trump's approval rating jumps to 52% the same day that Pelosi announces the impeachment will proceed. 52% approval, right up there with the highest levels of Trump's entire presidency. I believe he was once 53%. I believe that was the height of his entire presidency. So he's right there. And the more Democrats talk, the more popular he becomes because they see how unhinged the Democrat Party is. They watch those communist, Marxist, feminist, loony Ivy League professors testify yesterday, and what they saw repulsed the average American. So keep talking, Democrats. You're doing a great job of winning it for us. Some numbers from Rasmussen. 52% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 47% disapprove. That's a big number. That's 5% more approve than disapprove. 3% higher than the day before when he was at 49%. And the reason why is because the day before, they hadn't seen those Ivy League college professors with the sensible shoes and the non-shaved legs, the non-shaved underarms. How do I know? Because I went to Columbia with all these people. They've never changed. They've only gotten worse. They hate America. They're Marxists. They're communists. And they're just weird people. Weird people nobody likes. Misfits. That's the word I've been looking for 2 days now. The typical Ivy League liberal professor is a misfit that has no friends outside their Ivy League bubble of other people who don't shave their legs or shave their underarms and have never had a date before. They create a new category. Instead of swipe left or swipe right, it's just delete the entire app. Because you wouldn't swipe at any of these people. You'd laugh at them. At 52%, Trump's approval is the highest number in quite a while. He was at 53% in September of this year. Trump's 52% approval was driven by men like Wayne Root voicing strong approval of Trump, 59 to 40. 19% in his favor are men. Women disapproved, 46 to 53. 31% of black voters voiced approval of Trump, and that's a great number. But 61% of all other minority voters approved of Trump, while only 38% disapproved. What does that tell you? If you subtract blacks, who, by the way, at 31%, that's fantastic news. They voted for Trump, what, I think like 8% in the election? If he gets 15, he's guaranteed a landslide, let alone 31. But if you take blacks out of the equation, everyone else who's a minority is in favor of Trump by a number bigger than white people. 61% of all other minority voters approved of Trump versus 38 disapproved. So what does that include? That includes Hispanics and I guess Indians from India and I guess, I don't know, any other group that's out there. I don't know. 61% of other minority voters approved of Trump. Trump's approval also net positive among white voters, 53 to 46, so up 7 points among white voters. So he wins big with whites. He wins big with men. He wins by a landslide, obviously, with white men. He loses by a little bit with women. He loses by a lot with blacks, but much better than he used to run. And if he hits 31%, he's in great shape, actually, with blacks. And he does great with everybody else. I'm not sure what everybody else is. What other minorities are there? You've got Hispanic, you've got Sikh, you've got Indian, you've got Muslim. I don't know. He does good with all those, whoever they may be. And that was all taken a few days ago. That's before, a day ago. Before U.S. factory orders rebounded in October, we found out today new orders for goods from American factories rose in October. The latest sign the U.S. manufacturing sector is stabilizing after a summer swoon. Factory goods orders rose 0.3% for the month to $497 billion. So good stuff, good stuff, good economic news. Another great poll I want to tell you about. 54% in the Gallup poll prefer health insurance run by private companies versus 42% that want government-run health insurance. And I assume Gallup does not poll likely voters. I'm assuming they poll just anybody who's a registered voter. And, you know, that's a landslide by American standards. 54-42 in favor of private health care instead of government-run health care, even though liberals try and tell you otherwise all the time. And if you're wondering why we love Trump, this is why we love Trump, because he's reshaping the courts. This is the most important thing Trump has done by far in less than 3 years as president. 164 of Trump's judicial picks confirmed by the Senate to various federal courts. Several more likely to be confirmed by the end of the year. So let's just call it a flat 170 new federal judges that are true conservatives and constitutionalists and capitalists. And since his inauguration, Trump has put forward 230 nominees for these federal courts. And 164 of them have been confirmed as of December 2nd. So we're headed for 170, many more than Obama confirmed. Almost 30% of all circuit court judges in the United States of America are now Trump appointees. And as of the first week of November, just under 1 in 5 or 17% of district court judges are Trump appointees. And the average age of Trump-appointed circuit court judges is 49. So they are on average a decade younger than Obama-appointed circuit court judges, a significance and a discrepancy that cannot be overstated. We're going to dominate the courts. Trump gets another 5 years. We're going to dominate the courts for decades to come. He's appointed more circuit judges by this point in his presidency than any president in modern history. He has now had 164 judicial nominees confirmed to the federal bench, an historic transformation of the judiciary. One out of every four active judges on United States Courts of Appeals appointed by Trump. And he's already tipped the balance of numerous federal courts to a Republican-appointed majority. That includes flipping the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit from a Democrat-appointed majority to a Republican-appointed majority. Progress has been made. Reshaping courts have long been dominated by Democrat-appointed majorities like the Ninth Circuit. Judges appointed by President Trump expected to give the nation more than 2,600 years of combined judicial service. If you don't think Trump is the best president in American history for conservatives, and I say that again, for conservatives, you're just not paying attention, man. Can you imagine these never-Trumpers? They call themselves conservatives and constitutionalists and capitalists. A guy like George Will, and he hates Trump. What does it matter what Trump says? What does it matter what Trump tweets? Look what the guy has done. He is the greatest conservative president in history. Notice how fair I am? I don't call him the greatest president in history. He's the greatest conservative Republican president in history. I know that if you are a Democrat, you don't like him. But if you're a conservative, this is the greatest president in history. And the greatest of my lifetime. And more big news today. Pelosi schedules the first impeachment hearing Monday to compete with the IG report. The DOJ Inspector General report is coming out on Monday. And it's going to report on Obama deep state spying on the Trump campaign. And she convenes on Monday, December 9th, to hold the first impeachment hearing of the Judiciary Committee. Wow. First impeachment hearing is on Monday at the same time as the IG report. And here's what the leak is saying about the DOJ IG report. And keep in mind, I'm not that excited. I don't know if I believe these leaks. Because I don't trust this guy, Michael Horowitz. He is appointed by Obama. The hen house is being guarded by the wolf. He's an Obama appointee, and he's a lawyer, Horowitz. How would you expect him to do the right thing? I think he might whitewash the whole damn thing. But the leak says that the DOJ IG report has 104 criminal or admin investigations of misconduct by FBI employees. 104 criminal or admin investigations, administrative investigations of alleged misconduct related to FBI employees. They involve serious allegations of official misconduct. It's all going to be released on Monday. Now, we've only seen leaks, and you don't know if leaks are accurate. Certainly, whenever you hear leaks that downplay anything is going to come out of this, you know they're not accurate. You know they're coming from liberals. You know they're leaked to the New York Times just to poison the well. So I don't know. We shall see. I trust John Durham, the U.S. attorney from Connecticut, working under the auspices of Attorney General Bill Barr. But I don't know yet if I trust Horowitz. We'll see. There's another report out that Horowitz finds that important details were omitted from the FISA applications. Leaks are emerging. And the leak says from the D.C. Examiner, the Justice Department watchdog found omissions in renewal applications the FBI submitted to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, meaning the FISA court, seeking warrants to monitor Trump campaign aide Carter Page. This is how they monitored, spied on Trump with a lying FISA court warrants. We'll tell you more about it when we get back. I'm Wayne Allyn. Lots to talk about today. Busy day. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi exploded today after a reporter asked a question about whether she hated Trump. She exploded because they always get mad when you hit the bullseye and the bombs are right over the target. That's when the flak gets the heaviest. They hit the bullseye. She's got a hatred for Trump. We call it Trump derangement syndrome. More on Nancy Pelosi and Inspector General Michael Horowitz's report when we get back. Wayne Allyn Root, War. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I would like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun, because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. If you weren't with me at segment number one, boom, bullseye. Trump's approval, it's 52% today at Rasmussen. Record economy blunts Pelosi's lies. Despite 96% negative headlines from the fake news media and the continued sham impeachment hearings, President Trump's approval rating soared on Thursday. And by the way, I won't be here next Tuesday, Wednesday, because I got a presidential invite to the White House. So I'll be flying to Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, and I'll be in the White House on Wednesday, flying back on Thursday morning and back to do this show Thursday afternoon. So I'll be with the esteemed one and only President Donald J. Trump, your man, Wayne Root, with the president. When you talk about inside scoop, I've got it for you. So the Democrats' only accomplishment is the Trump impeachment show trials are completely underwater in swing states. Completely underwater. I mean, they're killing themselves. And with this lady yesterday, Pamela Karlan, they are just dead. In a dozen October and November polls on impeachment in battleground states like Arizona, Florida, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Nevada, my state, New Hampshire, North Carolina, and Wisconsin, 44% supported impeachment, 51% opposed. Opposed. Now, in national polls, and again, I always tell you, these are fake. They oversample Democrats, and they're polling only registered voters or anyone who answers the phone, not likely voters. But in these average of national polls, 47% support impeachment, 43% oppose it. But in the states that matter, that could go either way, that will undoubtedly decide the election, 44% support impeachment, 51% opposed. And again, even those polls are not likely voters. They're registered voters. So again, 44 versus 51 is probably more like 38 versus like 58. So it's a landslide for Trump. And after strongly opposing impeachment in the summer, national polls show that independent voters are very divided on the subject. 42% support, 44% opposed. So even independent voters against impeachment. Trump's approval rating has remained steady, they say, on all these same average polls. But I don't like average polls. I like Rasmussen polls. And President Trump's approval hits 52% on Thursday at Rasmussen. Great numbers. Let me get back to Horowitz. I told you I'd talk about Michael Horowitz. And so Horowitz's report has some leaks out. The D.C. Examiner claims that he found omissions in the renewal applications that FBI submitted to the FISA court seeking warrants to monitor Trump's campaign, and they did it all through, you know, one unwitting guy, Carter Page, who's been a guest on this show. A draft of Inspector General Michael Horowitz's report due out next week shows the FBI failed to convey to the court that not all the information it used from British ex-spy Christopher Steele was entirely reliable. Steele was funded by the DNC, and Steele was an FBI informant enlisted to research Donald Trump by Fusion GPS, an opposition research firm hired by the DNC and Hillary Clinton's campaign. And Steele's funding was Democrat. His desire for Trump to lose big time, possible flaws with his dossier not revealed to the court, governed by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. FBI agents interviewed one of Steele's subsources and found that Steele's raw intelligence was in need of further verification and was not completely reliable. But they didn't tell that to the FISA court. These are the little tiny things that change everything. Everything. And I told you when we got back, I'd mention Nancy Pelosi. She snaps at a reporter after he asks her about hating Trump. And people snap because, not because you're asking a ridiculous question, because you're asking a question that hits the bullseye. She attempted to shut down a reporter, telling him not to mess with her after he suggested that she might hate the president. As a Catholic, I resent your... As a Catholic, can you imagine? As I'm saying, as a Jew, I resent your question. As a Catholic, she said, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised with a heart full of love and always pray for the president. I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time. So don't mess with me when it comes to words like that. St. Clair reporter James Rosen asked Pelosi, do you hate the president? I don't hate anybody, she shot back. She wagged her head and pointed at Rosen, telling him not to accuse her of hating someone. After Pelosi's presser, President Trump appeared to address the issue on Twitter. He tweeted out, Nancy Pelosi just had a nervous fit. She hates that we will soon have 182 great new judges and so much more. Stock market, employment records. She says she prays for the president. I don't believe her, not even close. Help the homeless in your own district, Nancy. United States, USMCA, that's the new trade agreement. United States-Mexico trade agreement. And he says, question mark, what about that one? How about passing that, Nancy? Interesting stuff. She hasn't done anything. It's a big miscalculation on our part. I believe it'll destroy her legacy. And I believe it'll elect Trump by a landslide.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is ordering the Judiciary Committee to start drafting formal articles of impeachment, President Trump says he's not worried one bit.
It's a hoax. It's a hoax. It's a big fat hoax.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said on Thursday the gun violence epidemic in this country hasn't been solved because politicians have viewed it as a problem plaguing Latinos and African Americans, thus not acting to solve a nationwide madness. The 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful discusses his plan to overhaul the background check system.
By requiring buyers to obtain a permit before they purchase a gun, because just having a background check isn't enough, the question is, even no matter what the background check says, can you stop them from getting a gun when they're a minor, when they have a criminal record, or when they have psychiatric problems?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots. The Roots on fire. Love doing this show because I just know there's nothing else out there for patriots and conservatives and capitalists. And I get emails from you hundreds a day that all say the exact same thing. They wait all day for the show, both radio and TV, because there's nothing else like it on TV where someone, you know, has no script, has no teleprompter, shoots from the hip. Nothing like it on TV, and nobody else represents patriots like I do. So let's first talk about my sponsor, and then we'll get to our guest. The sponsor of the show and this segment is My Doctor Suggests. Cold and flu season is here. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. And, I mean, everybody I know is sick. Everyone's down for the count. Here in Las Vegas, I believe we're one of the top five centers of America for the flu right now. And I never get sick. Thank God, knock on wood. I haven't been sick in 4 years since I've been sucking on the lozenges by My Doctor Suggests that are filled with alkaline structured silver. And every time I feel myself maybe getting sick, I drink the silver solution from My Doctor Suggests. So never been sick, no flu, no cold, no snuffle, no nothing. And no brain fog. I used to wake up in the morning and be foggy. I wake up in the morning, I'm clear as a bell. Leaky gut. I used to eat and I'd be fatigued. Now I eat and I'm fine. What's the difference? It's My Doctor Suggests. Their products are made of alkaline structured silver, which destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming good bacteria. You can't get it in stores. You can only get it by calling toll-free 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868. It is a toll-free number, or you go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root. And use the promo code ROOT, or just tell them on the phone that you're a fan of Wayne Root. You get 20% off every order, not just the first order, every order. And the book, The Silver Miracle, free. Make sure you ask them for the book because you're a Wayne Root fan. MyDoctorSuggests.com/ROOT. Promo code ROOT, 20% off. Got our guest here, Donald Kendall from the Heartland Institute, co-founder of StoppingSocialism.com. StoppingSocialism.com. And he worked with the Rasmussen Report on a new poll by the Heartland Institute, finding that voters are split on the issue of fundamental free speech. Let's dig into it a little bit. I asked for him to come on for a very specific reason. Donald, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. So I asked you to come on for a specific reason. And the reason was that I was fascinated by this new poll. Because a huge majority of Americans are for free speech and don't think we should ban free speech and don't think we should, thank God, imprison people for free speech. But the government employees don't seem to feel that way. And that shocked me, but it didn't shock me because I know they're all megalomaniacs and they're all control freaks and they resent the rest of us and they think they're better than the rest of us. Let's dig into these stats. Tell us about the average American, how they reacted to free speech versus, you know, banning and arresting, and how the average government employee reacted.
Well, I'm glad that you came to that same realization, because when we first got these results of this poll, that was what my eye was drawn to the most. I saw that as a commonality across all the things that we tested on, was that the demographic, when it came to the where you were employed, almost across the board, it was the government employees that were the more authoritarian. So we did this poll. We released it in several different segments. We did one a little bit on socialism, free speech, climate change, firearms. And our main theme was to kind of see the authoritarian tendencies of different demographics. And yeah, you nailed it. It was first and foremost, it was government employees, followed closely by the younger age group, 18 to 39.
And but really, really nobody was that close, right? From the numbers I saw, as bad as young people are, government employees by far are the most authoritarian and the most willing to ban free speech and to jail those they disagree with, right? It really wasn't that close.
Yeah, so we asked, should federal or state governments ban speech by individuals that a majority of Americans believe to be offensive, including speech considered to be sexist or racist? So we specifically crafted that question to be that way, banning speech, and that just a majority of Americans believe to be offensive. So it's not like it's a very high bar, that even, you know that. And so 27% said yes. which is a little concerning. But compared to the government employees, 42%. Like, we're talking, and not quite double, but it's getting to that level. That's kind of a, and these are like your teachers, these are kind of your local municipality, people working in a DMV, stuff like that. So, it's definitely concerning for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've always said that people who work for government, you know, are control freaks, and that's obviously what they are. I mean, does anybody explain to these people? I guess, you know, that's why our public school system is so screwed up, because it's brainwashing people to not understand the fact that if you want to ban free speech and imprison people for speech you find offensive, you're in the Soviet Union. You're in the People's Communist Republic of China. You're in Cuba. You're in Venezuela. They're going to kill you and torture you for what you believe in. That's not America.
Yeah, and it's not a laughing matter. And honestly, like, that's my gut reaction is to laugh at it, but it's insane. Our follow-up question to that was, should those that violate such bans against the offensive speech be punished with jail time? It was as blunt as a question as we can answer. And of the people that said yes to that this type of speech should be banned, 62% of government employees said that yes, that they should impose jail time on that.
Let's make sure I got it straight and the people listening got it straight. So this is not 61% of government employees, but 61% of the government employees who said that we should ban offensive speech, 61% of them also said we should absolutely consider imprisoning people who have speech that's offensive, correct?
That is absolutely correct. Right. And if you do the math, that turns out to be still a pretty scary, like, 30%.
Yeah. Right. I know. And the other thing you guys found out was that if you are favorable of Bernie Sanders, what does that group think about free speech and banning free speech and imprisoning those they disagree with?
Yeah, 51% of those with a very favorable opinion of Bernie Sanders said that, yes, we should ban speech that a majority of Americans believe to be offensive. Elizabeth Warren, slightly less, but not much better. 49% with a very favorable opinion of Elizabeth Warren said to ban that speech.
I personally think that, you know, if you believe in Bernie Sanders, you should be sent to an insane asylum. So I have my own beliefs about that, but now we're proving it. See, I'm not guessing. I'm right. These people are insane.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely insane. We asked a whole host of questions around climate change as well.
Oh,
and,
gosh.
The numbers on that weren't fantastic either. So we asked a baseline question was, is climate change caused primarily by human activity or by long-term planetary trends? And I was actually kind of emboldened by the fact that less than half attributed to human activity. I thought that it would have been more. If you're just watching the basic mainstream corporate media, you would probably think that it's north of 75%. It's actually at 48%.
So majority do not think humans are responsible for climate change, correct?
Right. 38% said long-term planetary trends, 14% not sure. So, yes, less than half attributed to human activity.
Mm-hmm.
Then we asked follow-up questions that says, so these are only the people that said that it was human activity. We follow-up questions, should federal or state governments punish with fines or jail time fossil fuel business owners and or executives? 50% of those attributed to human activity said yes. So that's like one in four.
This is, and I've always said, I don't hate Democrats. I think they're all insane. I think they're going to ruin America. I think they're dangerous to themselves and us. But I don't want to kill them. I don't want to imprison them. I don't want to torture them. I don't want to deport them, except for the illegal ones. But I don't want to deport you because you're Democrat. But they do want to do that to us, Donald Kendall. I've seen it again and again. These Marxist professors, they think that we're the enemy and we're racist. We should be imprisoned and we should be banned and we should be silenced and our books can't be published and our TV shows should be taken off the air and our radio shows taken off the air. This study kind of proves that, right?
Oh, I absolutely think so. And then on that specific question about jailing executives, and now these are only the government employees that answered yes to it being human activity, 71%. 71% said punish these business executives with jail time or fine.
Crazy. And I don't know if this was your poll or someone else's, because I don't have these numbers in front of me, but I read an article earlier today, and I think it was Rasmussen, so it was probably done in conjunction with you. They asked people who believe in climate change, Are you willing to change your own life to make the earth cleaner, as in eat less meat and drive less and don't fly private jets, blah, 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 you know, use up less energy? And the answer is none of them were willing to do that. A huge majority said no. Was that a poll? That was a different one.
That must have been a different one, but I am well aware of polls like that. Routinely, you'll see polls come out every once in a while where it asks, like, how much money are you willing to spend a year when if it has some type of combat against climate change? And I think, like, the majority, vast majority, is, like, less than $5 a year. It's something like that. I'll probably be misquoting it to an extent, but it's something along those lines. When it comes to telling other people what to do,
right,
they're a little bit more open to the idea. When it comes to you actually footing the bill, not so much.
Yeah, they're all crazy, and they don't believe in free speech. But it warms the cockles of my heart that conservatives like Trump and me and your polls, you know, we're kind of living rent-free in the liberals' minds, and we enrage them all day long. It's the one good thing I take of this is that we drive them crazy when they go to sleep at night. They're thinking about us, and they can't believe how we're destroying the universe, and we must be in prison. And they just keep losing, and they're just losing their minds as we beat them back again and again and again. Donald Kendall, Heartland Institute, co-founder of StoppingSocialism.com. Donald, thank you for all the work you do, and of course, I appreciate the Heartland Institute. Great stuff.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Way down the route, otherwise known as war. On USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV. Let's see, Newsmax starts in about 14 minutes. We're on Newsmax TV. Don't forget, if you live in Vegas, we're now on Cox Cable, which is channel 96. If you live in Phoenix, same thing. If you live in San Diego, same thing. If you live in Orange County, California, same thing. We have 6 million new homes watching us on Cox Cable, channel 96, all over the United States. Overall, 80 million homes. Newsmax TV and the Wayne Allward Show. 8 o'clock, coming up. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each, delivered. 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com. You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Welcome back. The Root's on fire. If you don't know that, it's a famous song, and I think it was called The Roof is on Fire. The Roof's on fire. Hey, Chris, while I'm talking, look up The Roof's on Fire.
The roof
yeah, there it is. What year, but look up for me on Google, what year did that song come out? 1982, because I was going to say to you, I seem to remember that they played that song when we were riding to football games in high school, but I'm wrong, because I played high school football in 76, 77. So actually, that song wasn't even out yet, so I've got that intermingled in my memory. Funny how your memory plays tricks. Somehow, I was riding with a bunch of football players, and we were screaming, the roof's on fire. But it must not have been in high school. Maybe it was later on. In any case, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Swiss America, and gold and silver have had a great year. One of the fastest moving assets in all of the world have been gold and silver this year, and they're currently undervalued, many experts believe, and have excellent growth potential in 2020, and so Swiss America is trying to give you some irresistible offers. That's my sponsor, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold and silver and precious metals for over 35 years, and they're willing to ship my listeners, you, another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 delivered while supplies last. Exclusive offer only for my listeners. Call 800-289-2646. $16.50 U.S. Peace Dollar delivery included, and you get a free special report from Swiss America, as well as a free 30-minute DVD hosted by yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com. All right, so if you want to know where this is all going with the Democrat Party, this whole impeachment thing, the only thing I could tell you is that Democrat Al Green, I talked about him yesterday, I said this guy is so mentally disturbed and such an anti-white racist that he's angry that even though he wants to impeach Trump very badly, he's angry, yesterday I'm talking about, he was angry that it wasn't diverse enough. There were only white people making the case that Trump should be impeached. There weren't any people of color making the case Trump should be impeached. That's racist to him. And today he made an even more telling comment that tells you everything about today's Democratic Party. He's dreaming about impeaching Trump multiple times. See, their plan is, if they can't do it this time, or if they do do it, they impeach him, but he's found, acquitted, found innocent, basically, in the Senate, then they'll come back and impeach him again and again and again and again. This is going to be, for the next 5 years, at least once a year, maybe twice a year. Trump will leave office as the most impeached president. We've never had a president impeached more than once. I would guess he'll be impeached 10 times in the next 5 years, twice a year. They'll just conduct impeachment hearings all year long, every year of Trump's presidency. And Trump will win again by a landslide, and will make them sick to their stomachs, and they'll just go back to doing the same thing. Democrat Al Green literally told C-SPAN today, Thursday, that that Democrats say there's no limit to how many times they can impeach Trump, and he expects they'll work towards more impeachments in the future. Can you imagine? The entire country will be tied up, time wasted, resources wasted, hot air wasted, on multiple impeachments. He said a president could be impeached more than once, and there's no limit to the number of times the House can vote an impeachment. I would say also for your viewers, for edification purposes, a president can be impeached more than once, these exact words, so we can do this. We can move forward with what we have on the table currently. We could take this before the Senate. We could still investigate other issues. And when the president has committed additional offenses, and my suspicion is that he has, we could take those before the Senate. There's no limit on the number of times the Senate could vote to convict or not convict a president. No limit to the number of times a House could vote to impeach or not a president. So my belief is that the Speaker will probably say we're going to move forward with what we have now, but we're not going to end investigations. There may be a possible opportunity to do other things in the future. So this guy Green, Al Green, is dreaming about more impeachments, and I'm sure his number one thing on his plate right now is, if there's going to be a chance for more impeachments, then I better go find myself some black witnesses. Because you can't impeach Trump with, just white liberals. It's not fair. It's not diverse. There's no social justice. There's no equality. There's no fairness. This is not America. You can only impeach Trump if we've got black people saying Trump's no good. Can you imagine what he's going to do when the election comes and goes and Trump wins by a landslide and he gets 20% or more of the black vote? Can you imagine what a heart attack this guy's going to have? Andrew Yang, by the way, is running for president. I know you've never heard of him. Neither is anyone else. And he says, but he's reasonable. He's not a complete communist. He's reasonable. And he says impeachment is going to be a loser. Democrat presidential contender Andrew Yang said the impeachment could lead to President Trump's reelection. I'm pro-impeachment, he said, but this is going to be a loser. So he is insane. He's pro-impeachment, but at least he knows it's a loser. Andrew Yang, strange guy. This guy was, I guess he had some sort of contest, and the winners got to get on their knees. And these were men, by the way. Men on their knees, but, liberal men on their knees. That's no surprise. On their knees with their mouths open, asking him to spray whipped cream in their mouth. I mean, liberal men are always on their knees with their mouths open, I guess. It's not a big deal to them. It's kind of a natural act, so they think it's kind of fun. I don't know any Republican male who would ever get on his knees and open his mouth. Ever. Ever. Did you hear what I just said? Ever. We're men's men. We're guys' guys. We don't get on our knees, and we don't open our mouths.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Say,